Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is December 2nd, 2022. There's like 4 weeks left in the year 2022. Then it's 2023. But for now, here we are. It's the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Alfred Kanawa and NYC Demon Diva Issa tonight to talk about SmackDown and Rampage. Alfred, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. My USC Trojans are fumbling the bag right now on their way to going to the playoffs against Utah. So prayers up for the USC Trojans. If I seem preoccupied, it's because of that.
There you go. Issa, how you doing?
I'm doing good. That SmackDown was a lot of fun. Alfred's testosterone levels are normal. Life is good.
Shout out to my sponsor. Let's get checked. Check those testosterone levels, everybody.
Life is great.
I just sort of accepted as I entered my 40s. I was like, you know, this has just been a long time coming, and now it's over.
Oh, yeah, for all men, when it's going down, you can get them checked. You can get them right back up there in the new year, Glenn. I can hook you up with a discount.
Even no, I looked at the supplements. In fact, I got some sent once from a sponsor, and I was like, no, first thing, don't take this if you have high blood pressure.
This is just testing to see what the levels are.
But then what am I going to do when I recognize they're low? I know they're low. I don't need test.
Yeah.
I know.
How do you know?
Well, you know, Issa, when a man gets older, you lose some of that drive that used to get you through the day.
Okay.
You still seem very manly to me, though, Glenn, if it's worth it.
I'm doing okay.
Toxic masculinity.
I don't think anyone can ever accuse me of having a toxic level of masculinity.
Oh, I love me some toxic masculinity.
Let's get checked. Tests are very detailed. They do measure toxicity. I'm at 18% toxic.
That's it?
That's what they say. Yeah, 18%. They said it needs to go up.
Wow. Last time I checked mine, it was at 89, and then I stopped checking it because.
Wow. 89. I got to get on your level.
Stay toxic, my friends.
Because I did it in the morning. I need to do it at night after I've been toxic for the whole day. Then I think it'll go.
Oh, up. Yeah. Tested at night is over.
Yeah.
Glenn is 0.1% toxic.
Yeah, he's not toxic.
No.
That's good, man.
That's good, Glenn.
That's good. Toxic masculinity.
We have some good balance.
Exactly. We can't have an all toxic podcast. I mean, maybe we do one episode.
We could. It would be fun.
Why would that go? Be like, yo, bro. Welcome to toxic masculinity, bro. Sorry, I didn't realize. About 3 seconds into that, I went, oh shit, I know who they think I'm doing an impression of. I'm not. I was just saying bro a lot.
Shots fired.
Oh my god.
Let's move on. What's going on in the news?
Well, busy news week, ladies and gentlemen, including the biggest story in news right now, the Blackpool Comeback Club, William Regal, potentially. thank you. that toxicity. William Regal on his way back to WWE. There are all kinds of reports. We've heard that he signed a one-year deal. Then we heard it was a three-year deal. Then we heard it's up in December. Then we heard there's an out clause. Nobody knows what's going on, per usual, in the rest of the
year. I heard he didn't sign a deal. I heard he just started showing up, and they just let him stay.
Anything makes sense to me at this point, but it's kind of egregious that AEW is dealing with this because he is in their top storyline, and now it looks like they're going to be without him. We saw it look like he was written off television after he got knocked out by MJF with those brass knucks, and it's seeming that he's on his way back to WWE. There are no plans currently with AEW to use him moving forward. It looks like it's going to be MJF and Bryan Danielson, but also looks like William Regal is on his way back to WWE. So, Issa, do you expect him back in Stamford NXT TV? Do you expect him at Deadline? When will we see William Regal next and where?
I'm hoping to see him in NXT. I remember that a lot of the... he didn't want to travel as much I remember that being a thing back when he was with WWE, which is why I was actually shocked to see him show up in AEW, because while they don't have as many shows, they travel every week. So I would love to see him back on NXT. I think he's a staple of NXT, and it would just make it feel bad to the old days. So maybe by Deadline, I mean, if the deal is up in December, maybe we'll see him instead of Deadline on the next TakeOver event. Maybe we bring back TakeOver, and that's, you know, that's where we see him show up. But regardless, I wouldn't be surprised to see Regal. I thought Regal being released was a mistake to begin with, so I wouldn't be shocked to see him come back.
I think he enters the Rumble and they play the Man theme. I think they won't be able to resist that.
They should do it. He doesn't have to take any bumps if he's in the Royal Rumble. He just, you know, goes in there with a hard hat. I think people will be here for it.
Rhea Ripley eliminates him. Let's go.
What would the man's man toxicity be? And yes, I'd love if Rhea Ripley eliminated him, by the way.
The man's man's toxicity. I was going to say 50%. 50%
toxic. Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yes, go on Pro Wrestling Bits. I will have a bit about William Regal, but right now I make the case that Rhea Ripley should win both the men's and women's Royal Rumble. Yes, I said that shit. I'm speaking it out in existence, but either way, I'm shocked that William Regal has been, whether it's released or whether he's out of his contract, whatever, that this happened at the same time that he was being booked in their biggest storyline, like right at the beginning. Yeah. This is gross incompetence from AEW. There's no other way to put this, that if there was even an inkling that this man was going to be going back to WWE, you don't put him on TV, let alone push him to the top of your card. And now John Moxley doesn't even get his comeuppance.
Hear me out. I don't know whose channel I was watching, so I apologize, but there was a video where it was like, I guess it was speculated that maybe there was a clause in this contract in which it was in agreement that he could go back to WWE if he wanted to. Now, imagine if Tony Khan put that in there thinking, well, Triple H will never be back in, you know, will never be back in power.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Regal shows up to AEW and says, okay, I'm going to sign with you as long as Triple H doesn't come back. Put it in the contract. And they're like, yeah, he's not coming back. Here you go, buddy. I would love for that to be a true scenario.
I could see that, actually, because around the time William Regal signed, that was when Triple H was down bad and he was out of the company. They were firing all his people. So Tony Khan's probably like, hell yeah, okay, yeah, if Triple H comes back, good luck with that, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, that's a scenario. I think that, listen, it's funny, it's hilarious you say that, but at the same time, I could absolutely see that being the case.
Yeah.
But yes, William Regal looks like he's on his way back.
Oh, hey, look at that. Sega Genesis, $20.
Hey, making it rain.
Speaking of, the older I get, the more I realize you'd be surprised how many men think that having their testosterone up extremely high is a good thing. Not you, Glenn. Peak effectiveness is when your levels are balanced.
Absolutely. And that's what they told me. When I took my test, it's normal, which they said was very healthy. I did have one area where it was high, and they recommended that I do, you know, that I change up my diet a little bit just to get them a little lower. But they said that as long as it's even across the board, that's when it's good. And they don't like seeing any high spikes or whatnot. So I was too much of a man for this testosterone test. But I'm totally fine, totally healthy and everything like that. I just need to get them all level, you know. Well, and you can too with Let's Get Checked.
Shout out to Sega Genesis putting $20 in all of our virtual G-strings.
Returning to the strip club. Like, props to Sega Genesis. After the last time, I didn't know if we were going to see him visit the strip club again, but Sega is here. Let's go.
I think that was, you know, we talked about this last week. I think that was what happened to me the last time I went to one in like 99, maybe, was the time where it's like, oh, I spent $100. And then the next day I just felt so dumb. I was like, I'm never doing that again.
You haven't been to a strip club since 1999?
I don't think so. No.
I haven't been to a strip club in like 99 hours. Like, what? You live in Vegas, my guy. When I come to Vegas, we're going to a strip club.
I know where the good ones are because on Reddit there are threads. Apparently, Chicas Bonitas is where it's at. That's a little off the strip, though, but that's supposedly the good one. No, I don't know. And here's what I take issue with.
It's going to be on my vlog. I hope you guys know. I'm going to go to Vegas at the same time as Alfred, and we're going to spend a whole day together, and we're going to vlog it. We can split it between the channels, Alfred, so that way we both make some revenue from it, but we're going to spend an entire day together. And if we don't start with a healthy vegan breakfast for Glenn and end the night at a strip club somewhere, this is not, we all need to get to do what we all want to do. So we'll do a strip club for Alfred, the vegan meal for Glenn.
The vegan meal is what I want to do. That's what I want to know.
A building for me.
We'll go to Pink Box. Pink Box has vegan donuts. They got regular donuts over there. You know,
look at that. It's gonna be. We really got a plan. It's gonna be a blast.
We'll play some poolside blackjack. It'll be good.
It's gonna be so lit.
My other issue with the strip club is the length of a song. Like, they're not playing the entire song. You know?
No.
You know how hard it is to shake your body to a certain, like, you need the music to be at a certain rhythm.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Jeezy, and they play a lot of Jeezy in strip clubs. And just when they get to the best part of his songs, they cut it off and go to like 21 Savage or something.
But I'm saying it's like when you go to a therapist and you're supposed to get the hour, and then for 50 minutes, it's like time's up. Well, see, it's like I'm paying you by the hour.
Time's up.
Yeah. Let's put a pin in that. Here's some tissues. Pay the receptionist on your way out, and I'll see you next week.
I can't do therapy. They want to like get to know me and shit. I feel uncomfortable real quick. I did it once and it wasn't for me. She like wanted me to tell her stuff about me and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I still, I was.
First off, you should tell me about yourself. Well, I'm a mystery wrapped in a puzzle wrapped in an enigma. And you're so smart, you figure it out. I'm paying you.
Oh, another Sega Genesis before we get to the next story, if you want to go there.
Saying lower levels affect ability, like psychic abilities. Levels too high affect other areas that then affect ability. Bounce levels are when...
So we need a timeout on Waterway, please. I think Sega balance Genesis
levels,
is...
balance levels will get her to want to smoke a cigarette afterwards, and she's not even a smoker, baby.
Sega Genesis must work for Let's Get Checked for my sponsor, because this is very great information that I've heard over the past week. Shout out to Sega Genesis, doing everybody's job.
Always beware of a man who eats healthy.
I agree with that, by the way.
Our next story.
Speaking of men who eat healthy, except on a cheat day where his meals are crazy, The Rock might be coming back to WWE. Not might be coming back. There are currently plans, pie in the sky plans, as they were described, that The Rock maybe, probably could come to the Royal Rumble at number 30 and win the whole thing, but that's up in the air. Again, one of the things that I think is so great about this Royal Rumble is there are so many possibilities I've heard thrown out there that it's going to make for an interesting Royal Rumble. We don't really know yet who the big favorite is, and the longer it stays like that, I think it's going to be good. But maybe The Rock could come back. Would you be here for The Rock winning the Royal Rumble, Issa?
No. No, we wasted the Royal Rumble on Brock Lesnar last year. However, with both of these titles being tied up on Roman Reigns right now, like I would like to be, but with both titles tied up on Roman Reigns, it does kind of affect who wins the Rumble, right? So I don't want to see The Rock show up at number 30, work for 2 minutes and win. That's what we did last year. So it won't feel very creative. And we're talking The Rock and Roman Reigns. Do you really need to waste the Rumble on that? Like that match sells itself.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is, again, with Roman having both titles, how, you know, what does the Rumble winner does if they're not going after Roman? So you booked yourself into a situation that it's kind of like a lose-lose situation here, except for me, because I can't wait to see Roman smash The Rock. I'm gonna, whoever's sitting next to me at WrestleMania, I'm sorry, because when that happens, I already can't stand me, and it hasn't even happened yet.
Glenn, are you here for The Rock winning the Royal Rumble?
I mean, that's just so not necessary.
No. It's not necessary. I totally agree with that. I mean, we sit there and talk about it like this, but they hit that rock music, that whole entire building, yourselves included, is going nuts, and it would be a great moment. Having said that, I need White Jesus Cody Rhodes to win the Royal Rumble. I want Cody Rhodes. I want White Jesus to win this Royal Rumble, and I want him to win those titles. I know it's not popular with you, Issa, but I want Cody Rhodes to come back and win that Royal Rumble. He, by the way, is on the men.
Wait, what did you say? Did you say win those titles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Undisputed. They could do both. They could do one. They could do the other. And that's another thing. There's plenty of ways you can go, but I want Cody Rhodes to have at least one of those titles.
I'll be losers to Roman.
You know what'd be great is if he won the WWE title and then brought back the Winged Eagle belt. What about that?
We'll see.
Anyway.
Oh,
the messy trio, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go, Cody. I really hope. And if it's not any of those guys, if it's not Cody, Sammy, The Rock, let Rhea Ripley win two Royal Rumbles. I'm telling you, and you can make history. Our next and final story is about Eric Young. He's coming back to WWE. Do we care? I love Eric Young, by the way, as a wrestler, as a performer, and stuff like that. But a lot of comebacks that we're going to talk about on this show. And it looks like the next one is going to be Eric Young. Glenn?
Sanity.
Yeah, so Sanity's going to come back and be the next to squash Hit Row.
Yeah, seriously. Another cannibalized Sable.
Yeah, like what the, like, first off, Hit Row needs some wins and some meaningful feuds bad. But it's like, you know, it'll be a good pop. Well, okay, let me just be very clear about this. It'll be a good pop if Sanity comes back. I don't think it'll be much of a pop if Eric on his own comes back.
Would it be a big pop? Because there was no pop for a return tonight.
I know, yeah, and that's a problem is that, you know, Triple H is an NXT guy, and I'm just looking at some of these returns. Like, if this happened in NXT, that's where you get the big pop. But these people are not as familiar with the NXT talents. And by the way, you know, Cody's my favorite wrestler, so when I say white Jesus, I mean that with respect. You know, Jesus was black, but if he was white,
black
it would be Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Black
yes,
Jew.
Yes, absolutely.
First of all, I have you know that my name literally means Jesus, so the only Jesus, ooh, the closest thing to Jesus is me. Yes,
sir. I agree with that, too. Glenn, you don't think you don't subscribe to that religion?
Sorry, I'm just picturing the transcript of this podcast as it's being taken widely out of context.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna start a Twitter account called Wrestling Inc. No Context, and I'm just gonna clip us saying super random things.
No, do not do that.
Please do. I'm here for it. I'll retweet everything you post.
Steve Marcucci, does Rock winning the Rumble make a Cody Rumble return diminished? I mean, the Rock, it will overshadow. Even if the Rock comes out at the very end, like Ronda Rousey did that year at the Women's Rumble, like the Rock story will overshadow everything. I don't know why they do that all that night. I think they save the Rock for an episode of Raw. Maybe they leak it like the CM Punk return, so people are tuning in. Like, why not go for the rating?
Here's the thing with Cody. Cody Rhodes is Dusty's kid. Dusty is arguably the smartest man in the
history
of wrestling.
Wait, is he? I never knew that. Yes.
Yeah, I heard somewhere that he is Dusty's kid. So Cody Rhodes, being the smart worker he is, if he gets any win that The Rock's coming back, he's not going to be in that Royal Rumble. You know, just thinking, listen, you know, we follow each other and everything.
Let him. Let sometimes. The Rock eliminate him. You know what? Cody Rhodes has to pay for what he did to WWE. He left us. He left us. Like, I'm better than this. I'm going to go. I'm going to tweet out this list of things that I want to do that are better than WWE.
And you think
now you can come back and be the top guy? You're going to beat the guy that's been here for 10 years, taking the fans, being fickle on him for 7 of them? No.
That's what Alfred does. Alfred breaks up with someone and then tweets out, here's a list of everyone I want to
tag with. The hall passes and everything.
And then after he's gone through the list, then he goes back to the relationship.
I don't think Cody Rhodes is in that Royal Rumble, that'll tell me The Rock isn't. I don't think Cody will. I think he'll finagle his way out of that Royal Rumble if The Rock is coming back, because you know, you don't, and you know what? WWE should be smart enough to know that you don't put Cody and The Rock in the same Royal Rumble to have one of them overshadow.
Alfred,
and if you do, it has to lead to a WrestleMania match.
If The Rock eliminates Cody at the Rumble, you're buying me drinks for an entire night for WrestleMania. Okay, and I can drink.
Okay, you know what? that is a proposition. I will take you up on this, and I'm saying this on a live podcasting, but if The Rock does that, I'll never forgive him. And you know, The Rock is one of my favorites, but if The Rock eliminates White Jesus, I will never forgive him.
I drank half a Zoa energy drink today.
What about the white energy?
Yeah, seriously.
Renamed it. Amazon renamed it to Silver Energy.
No, it's our fault.
It's our fault.
I thought you were going to say they renamed it to Caucasian energy, but apparently it's silver.
Justin Lopez, $4.99, saying 1999, Glenn. I suggest WrestleMania 40 weekend in Philly. We all hit up cheerleaders. What's that, a sports bar? Hell, we'll even do late night karaoke afterwards.
Oh, I love me some late night karaoke. That's a reference for me because Taylor Justin Lopez party with me and he knows what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Alfred's not ready to pick up that tab, trust me.
Okay, well, let me know this. I'm doing karaoke tomorrow for my brother's birthday and I haven't done it in years. What song should I do? What are the streets like in karaoke these days? My go-to is the Fugees, Lauryn Hill.
That's a great one.
Takes a long time to develop.
Glenn, you're the DJ of this podcast. I think.
Okay, so my favorite karaoke place in Vegas is called Don't Tell Mama, and it's got a pianist and karaoke. And the first time I went in there, somebody was doing Aaron's Party, Come Get It. Aaron Carter, may he rest in peace. And I went up and did Bust a Move from memory. Didn't have to look at the lyric sheet. So yeah, I mean, I think you want to pick something that people know. That's the key, right? And I think you can't go wrong with Bust a Move, Humpty Dance.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, just something of that era.
I mean, my go-to is How Many Licks by Lil' Kim. I don't know if you want to go there.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I think recognizable is good. You want to impress people.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, I mean, if you're going to impress people, go up and do Rap God or something like that. Or, you know, Supersonic and come to the breakdown and do all of, you know.
When it gets to that scheme where you just like, I know, but like, that's where I would fall apart, you know. Even though I do know the words, I just can't say it as fast as he does.
Yeah. Yeah. So karaoke, always a good time. Always. Although sometimes on cruise ships, I've had it be awkward. On cruise ships, you get people that are clearly not bringing their karaoke A game sometimes. And as an audience, you're just like, okay, I guess we all got to sit here through this now. You know, it's a little weird.
I did karaoke in Nashville one time. And in Nashville, it's like Music City. So they're all talented.
Yeah.
And
I
signed up with a friend and they were all just killing it. And this lady who came up right before we were supposed to do it, sang that song by Jennifer Flowers. Like, you're going to love me. Just completely brought the house down. And I said, we are not going up. When they call our name, we're not going up there, okay? So they call our name. Alfred, are you here? And I was like, yeah, where the hell is Alfred? Where is this guy? Come on, where is it?
Wait,
so I did
hold
not
on.
Go up and follow that.
Friend of the podcast, Heather, I need video of this. Alexa Bliss is famous in Orlando karaoke bars for doing Rap God, not joking.
Oh, yeah, that went viral. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, wow, I got to see that. It's great.
I had that experience when I was just in Nashville for SummerSlam, Alfred. Like, we were walking outside of a bar, and I legit thought that it was, like, live music being played in there because the people were so good. And when we go in, it's, like, actual karaoke. And I'm like, what kind of karaoke is this?
Yeah.
It is true. And you don't see a lot of hip-hop karaoke. There are some places that will do a night of that, but even that, like, isn't as lively. That's kind of weird, too. Because if you're too good at hip-hop karaoke, just write your own stuff.
A homeless guy walked in one night and he's saying, "Get back, you don't know me like that" by Ludacris. Completely shut the place down.
I'm sure.
Technically speaking, the title of that song is Move, but okay.
It is, yeah. Oh, no, not Move, bitch, get out the way. I'm talking about Get Back, you don't know me like that.
The song he did with Sum 41 on that episode of SNL.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that for some reason. In the wake of Jay-Z and Linkin Park, Ludacris said, "I'm going to do a song with Sum 41.
Why not? I'm here for it.
Aww.
Yes. Okay. Do we have more news?
No more news.
Oh, let's give a shout out with a Twitter follow.
Yes. Javier Bernal, Big Body Javi. He only has 2561 followers. That's like a quarter of my followers. And this is unacceptable. If you're taking bumps, putting your life on the line as a professional wrestler, especially for NXT, you deserve more followers than that. So we need the Wrestling Inc. universe to get behind Big Body Javi. We want him to get over 5,000 to start, and we're just going to keep building this up. At Javier Bernal, WWE. That's J-A-V-I-E-R Bernal, B-E-R-N-A-L, WWE. At Javier Bernal, WWE. Give him a follow. Let's get Big Body Javi over 5,000 followers.
Please.
And you buy that Big Body cologne. Give it to your mom for Christmas.
Please. What are the initials on that, Glenn?
Well, big, so that's B. Body, that's B. And what does colon start with?
Take a guess.
K? No. Let's see.
That's one way around it.
That might be one of those tricky ones. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, silent. Thought maybe something silent. Yeah. Like lasagna.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about. We're having too good of a time. And now we got to talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
High level. When's the next WWE pay-per-view? Are they doing day one again this year?
No, they're not doing day one. They're waiting until the Royal Rumble is the next WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah,
the
didn't
next...
you see Kofi Kingston premature?
That's right.
Declare himself today.
Yeah.
So it's December, y'all. But we open tonight with the Usos, Solo, and Sami Zayn. And I'll tell you what makes this so compelling is even though they were putting Sammy over tonight, I thought at any moment they could just start beating the shit out of him.
Yep. As they should. They should always be aware.
I mean, that's kind of the dynamic, but because there's so much time until the Royal Rumble, like, I don't see anything really developing until then, which is good. WWE slow playing angles and doing more long-term storylines, I think, is good, especially with this Bloodline storyline. And let me tell you something, like, everybody's assuming, rightfully so, that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to reunite, probably in Montreal, which is going to be a great moment for them. Who likes Sami Zayn better than Sami Uso at this point? Like, Sami Uso is more over. People like this Bloodline Sami. If you watch the match, he was a babyface. Like, they're going to have to do a lot of work to make us excited about Sami Zayn not being an Uso anymore.
He lied.
He did lie, but he justified himself. He justified
it. It was a lie by omission.
Yeah.
It's still a lie.
Was he really talking to Kevin Owens, or was Kevin Owens talking to him?
Exactly.
He lied.
Will you ever forgive Sami Zayn for lying?
Maybe, but I don't forget.
So, good segment, all hugs with Sami, and then Sami took on Sheamus tonight and won.
Not all hugs. Solo isn't hugging anymore.
But it's weird because Solo and Sami seemed tight before.
Yeah.
Have they explained what changed?
I don't think anything changed. It's just that now they're kind of doing a character development where Solo doesn't want to hug anybody and he's a big tough guy. And Jey Uso's now like the big fan of Sami Zayn. Now Jey Uso's all in with Sami. So you can't have two Usos who really love Sami.
Do you think that it just came down to someone was like, Jey, you can't keep a straight face, but Solo can. Yeah. So we need to change this now and you need to like Sami. You're corpsing too much during these segments.
Solo did corpse recently, though, so nobody can keep a straight face around Sami.
It's true. Good segment, though. Good match with Sheamus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was a banger.
Uh-huh. Sami getting the win. Sheamus.
A lot of these matches tonight felt very fresh, and I think that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy SmackDown. Nothing felt like, oh, my God, we're getting this match again. I was excited. Anything that Sheamus does, I tend to get hyped for. He's so good right now. I really think he could be one of the... I don't mean to say it in a condescending way, but he could be a throwaway feud for Roman. I think he's at that level right now where you could put him against Roman and do something while we build to Rumble and Mania.
Yeah, that'd be good for a TV match or like how last year they did the Christmas match with Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens, I believe it was. Either him or Bryan Danielson. They could do something like that with Sheamus.
Mm-hmm. Kofi is going to be in the Royal Rumble. He announced...
Are we even allowed to start announcing this early?
Yeah, and what gives him, like, I know he's Kofi, so he's probably earned it, but is that how we're doing it? We're not going to qualify, but he's just going to announce and the last person is a rotten egg?
Earned it how?
So by being Kofi Kingston, by, you know, competing in all these Royal Rumbles, you know? And, okay. And because he screwed up last year, so he's got to make up for it.
Last year. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
It's been a long year.
That's so sad. That's so depressing.
I hope. Here's the thing. It's a good thing that if Vince McMahon was still around, that would be his gimmick. Next year, he's screwing up. The year after that, his gimmick would be he just slips on a banana peel every year.
Yeah.
We heard a cryptic message from Bray Wyatt.
I love Bray. I feel like he's hypnotizing me when he speaks. I don't even know what he's saying, but I'm all like, okay, Bray, I'm in.
Yeah, this is another one they're going to slow play, but I'm fine with that too. And I think
All I got out of that promo is snakes eat rats.
We've heard more from Uncle Howdy on this podcast than we have from Bray Wyatt or from Uncle Howdy on SmackDown.
We have.
Uncle Howdy
just wants to hang out with us.
Well, who knows? Maybe later tonight, you know, when he gets back from the bar, maybe Uncle Howdy will make an appearance.
Is he at Cheerleaders?
We'll have to ask him. We'll have to ask Uncle Howdy where everybody knows his name. So then we got Emma with Madcap Moss backstage.
Wholesome.
Yes. And then Shayna Baszler destroyed Emma.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Poor Emma too. And if people really want us to get behind this love story, then, you know, Madcap or Emma are going to have to start winning some matches or something. They're really kind of forcing this on us. Because they're dating in real life, but I don't feel anything for this romance storyline.
Yeah, but don't you think that could be where they're... Maybe I'm giving them too much credit here, but she wasn't believing in herself, and that's what he was trying to get her to do. Yeah. So maybe her getting a couple of losses and him trying to get her to build up her self-belief, like, I don't know. But I thought, like, her losing here after what she was talking about backstage, it did make sense a little bit in the whole storyline of their love story.
Yeah, That'd be good if she just keeps losing and then eventually she starts winning because she believes in herself. And
because he helps her believe in herself. How wholesome is that, Pew?
He's gone from a comedian to a motivational speaker.
Listen, you're a comedian. There is a fine line there. You could do both.
I know a couple of comedians who transitioned into motivational speaking. It pays well from what I hear.
Motivational speakers.
I'm so realist.
Yeah, and they don't know. They don't mean a word of it.
I know.
They did it for the check.
Okay. Let's see what happened next. Oh, we got a video. Lacey Evans is getting a reboot. Back to her military background, which is good. Why didn't they get Sergeant Slaughter in there for this?
Oh yeah, I want to hear what Issa has to say about this.
Listen, I have two nephews that are Marines, so I have a very soft spot in my heart for the Marines. So I feel like Lacey Evans is really trying to get on my good side after that last gimmick didn't work out with me, because I was like, I can't talk crap about this. However, this is how I always wanted to see Lacey Evans on the main roster. Yeah. She's a badass. She's a Marine. Why didn't you ever capitalize on that? Do you realize the balls that it takes to do that for a living? It's awesome. So, like I said, I have a very soft spot for Marines. So, do your thing, girl.
I know you weren't a big fan of her last iteration where she was telling her story, but even that was how I wanted to see Lacey. It's just this, especially if they're going the babyface route, this real person who has this great, harrowing story. And all three iterations of Lacey Evans, to me, have been just fine, and she's a good performer, good enough to pull them off. It's just that WWE has ADD when it comes to her, and they just keep rebooting and remixing her like she's on a Diddy album. So as soon as they settle down and they decide which Lacey Evans they want to book, I'm here for it. Just tell me which one.
Just not the one that's crying all the time about silly stuff that you should get over. Like, that's not it.
I want Triple H in the background of her promos now. Like, you know.
All in the videos.
Yeah. Thought I told you that we won't stop. And he'll just repeat the last word that she says. This thing. Or like Diddy on Mariah Carey's Fantasy remix, and he'll just be chiming in with like, yeah, I like that.
Serve that country. Serve that country. Yeah.
Semper Fi. Just imagine him popping up Semper Fi.
Kelvin R. Alexander, what's up? $2 saying I'm happy they're doing something with her. I agree. I hope this time it sticks.
Yeah, I was getting kind of nervous for Lacey because she's been pretty much invisible in the Triple H era, but now it seems like they're ready to have an idea.
Was she really that visible when Vince was there? I mean,
yes.
She had those promos. No, but then it was the...
He got impregnated by... Yes!
I'm talking about the last run. The last run. When you guys like are forgetting that Lacey's been back for like a year.
Yeah, but okay. Even that last run, we could say what we want to say about those promos. She was cutting those promos like every single week for a couple of months.
But then her character came out as a heel, then it was a face, and then... Yeah.
It was always a heel, Glenn. I said it here. She was always a heel. Yes! Were you not annoyed?
So Gunther beat Kofi Kingston.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Why would you fight Gunther voluntarily?
Yeah. I mean, they gave Kofi a couple, but you know,
even at the end of this show, like, oh, I just won the World Cup. And like, yeah, you're screwed. You realize what that means? You realize who you're going on to face.
Tough day for Kofi and myself. My favorite team that I'm rooting for, Ghana, got eliminated from the World Cup, and Kofi lost, and USC is about to lose to Utah. So just one of the worst days of my life, but I'm wearing a smile.
Wow. Sucks to suck.
Thank you, Issa.
I told you I'm a bad motivational speaker.
Is that Uncle Howdy?
Yeah. What? He's taunting the podcast. Wow. Issa would be like, go look on YouTube and watch the infomercials that Tom Vu used to do about his real estate system. I'm not going to do the accent, but he would just tell people like, you're too afraid. You're too afraid to be successful. Like, he would just sit there and like yell at people and shame them. Yeah, it was amazing. And then he became like a professional poker player.
Those were infomercials originally.
Yeah,
right?
Infomercials. Like, yeah, they're all on YouTube. They're phenomenal. Oh,
I need to find them.
Tom Vu.
Let's go.
Yeah, good. The guy with the suit, the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like on Fox News last month. I saw a clip going around.
Is he still alive?
I believe he's still alive. I forget who he's married to. He's married to someone that's also kind of prominent. Anyhow, so let's talk about Bloodline backstage. Jay said he's not going to confront Sammy about lying. But then Sheamus ran in and attacked them out of nowhere.
Yeah, but why is Jimmy still bringing it up? I'm telling you, they're going to let this, it's going to be a slow burn, but the fact that they're still asking about it, they're teasing something here.
Oh, absolutely. There has to be some type of conflict. Like, there's going to be this honeymoon stage where they love Sammy, but it's going to lead to something happening in Montreal in February, but they've got a couple of months. So they just have to keep sprinkling in this conflict until it blows up.
Also, can we rewind for a second? And I want to ask, what was a bigger moment? Jey Uso hugging Sami Zayn or Jey Uso finally being included in the secret handshake? Because I popped so big when they included him in the handshake tonight.
They did a double, yeah.
Yeah, good, it was question. Cute.
I think the hug was a bigger moment. You're right. I saw that you tweeted that, like, the just because the storyline has been so good, the pop for that hug between these two characters is big. And the only reason it was that big is because you know the nuance of that relationship, that Jay hated Sammy for that long time. And when he finally won him over, they were able to hug and, you know, great moment.
It was just, to me, like, so to just see the reaction from a crowd from two guys just hugging it out. That's what telling a story the right way can do.
So we heard from Damage Control tonight, cutting a promo, ragging on Buffalo tonight, yeah, Buffalo, but, New York.
Bailey speaks facts. Like, sometimes Bailey is, I think I'm too real. Bailey's out there like, you were cheering for Becky Lynch. She was in the match for 5 minutes. And I'm like, bro, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm spicy. I'm the biggest make Becky more there is, but I'm like, she there's no lies detected here. Yeah. She did it on Monday too. She did it on Monday too when she was telling Becky, like, you know, you came back, I've been here all these months. Like, it was really good. Like, yeah, if you pay attention, she's very good at being a heel right now. But some of the things that she's saying do have a valid point.
Those are the greatest heels when they're delivering valid points, but in a way that makes them unlikable.
Right.
So, outran Liv Morgan, and then outran Tegan Nox.
So the biggest pop I've ever heard in my life.
Shut up.
That's mean.
No, I like Tegan Nox, but it's like this crowd was not going to know who she was.
Yeah, but she's a good addition to the roster. It's just this is not like a surprise.
And her teaming up with Liv, I think, is a great idea. Mm-hmm. There's no women tag teams right now, and you have Dakota Kai and Io Sky with the tag titles. I will tell you one thing. I'm glad she came out, because at first when Liv Morgan was like, 1, 2, 3 seems fair, that was like, I'm like, way to make her look stupid. Like, why would you? She can't even break a table and she's going to take on these three girls. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, but so I respect for Liv, though.
You do?
For going after all three of those women at once? Hell yeah, she's with the shits.
If that happened and I'm like walking on the street and that happened to someone, I'd be like, beat her ass, because how stupid are you? Turn around and go get some backup, or, like, you know, figure out a more evil comeback, but don't go out there and be like, yeah, I can take on all of you. No, you can't.
We also knew this was happening. They've been talking about this. There's been rumors about this for months.
Yeah, and on the same show, Shayna Baszler, who is legit, is a shooter, saw three women in there, was like, nope, I'm not doing that. Not three against
one. That's what I'm saying. I can do it. It didn't do her any favors. I'm glad Tegan Nox is back. And I really do wish she would have gotten a better reaction than what she got. But I'm excited to see her. And Liv Morgan teamed up with her. It could be interesting. The SmackDown Women's Division needs some spice for sure.
Yeah. We had a video from Karrion Kross and Scarlett putting Rey Mysterio on notice. It's like, dude, your own kid just beat you up. Like,
yeah, what's he going after poor Rey for? Not a good sign for Karrion Kross.
I couldn't understand anything that was said here.
Yeah, it was very muffled. I understood every third word.
And, like, I don't know. Poor Rey Mysterio, man.
Yeah. Then we heard,
I think, him and Dominic are going to have a WrestleMania match, and it's going to be like one of the top matches.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah,
I think Ray's going to team up with Bad Bunny, and they're going to take on Damian Priest and Dominic.
It could also be really good.
That'd be a lot of
Could. If Bad Bunny's involved, it's going to be match of the night, bro. What the hell?
There's a video from Uncle
How
Howdy.
Many stars do you think Dave Meltzer would give that match, by the way?
In the Tokyo Dome? Or
one giant star, because the Puerto Rican flag only has one star on it. So it's one giant star.
So does the Liberian flag.
Let's go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We heard from Uncle Howdy, who told Bray to revel in what you are.
Yeah. Uncle Howdy. He's something.
Good for him.
Man with a complicated past.
When's Bray going to wrestle?
Where's LA Knight? It's his game.
See him? Is he a wrestler? Is he like, is he a manager? Because
he has Bray's voice. He has Bray's voice.
It sounded nothing like Bray.
I thought it sounded like Bray.
No, I could hear Bray in there for sure.
Well, they're related. He's his uncle.
How do you know?
Get the paternity test.
Bray is...
Did they do the DNA test, that 23andMe stuff? Did they do it? I want to see the results.
I'm just waiting for Joe Gacy to connect with me on 23andMe.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have you guys taken a 23andMe?
I have.
Why? Don't do it. The government now can track you down.
Yeah, and I don't want to know what percentage of my... Never mind, I'm not going to say that. I don't want to know how much South Carolina is in my blood. Let's just say that.
Glenn, how was yours? What did it say?
I mean, anything when I knew... shocking? No, I mean, Jewish and Irish. Like, it was pretty much exactly what my parents have been telling me my whole life.
Any Nigerian in there? I hear a lot of people get some Nigerians put in there.
Well, I mean, there's some... I mean, like, there's, I think, a standard origin of man... level of DNA from back when we were all one big continent. But yeah, I don't know. Don't know how to read it. I look in there all the time and it's like I've got 500 relatives that I've got like 0.0001% DNA in common with.
Well, that's good. Maybe one of these days I'll see what's up.
Don't do it. Then people start showing up at your door and be like, my cousin.
Didn't somebody I think was it The Rock? I think it was a wrestler.
Seth Rollins found two half
siblings. Yeah. Two half siblings on it. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
So Uncle Howdy, we need a 23andMe from him and Bray just to confirm their family.
Oh my, we learned last week Uncle Howdy's got so many kids and he keeps hitting them up for money. And you know,
he's broke. Uncle Howdy's broke. Uncle Howdy's totally broke.
Small stipend from the Navy, but that's about it.
We need Maury Povich to do a segment with Uncle Howdy and see once and for all if he is, in fact, whether it's the uncle or the father of these children.
So Santos Escobar versus Ricochet in the finals of the SmackDown World Cup.
Awesome match. This should have been on pay-per-view. My goodness. Like,
I'm surprised it wasn't.
I can't say match of the year or anything like that because, you know, this feud wasn't built up or anything, but this was amazing. This is in terms of just a wrestling match, like an entertaining wrestling match. Like, I'm going to rewatch this, and it was awesome. Great match.
One of the most NXT matches we've ever seen on the 100%.
On the main roster. One
very much a takeover match. That.
I kept thinking that it was such a banger. And I knew it too. Like, the hype was real. Like, we all going into SmackDown tonight. You have to have been thinking, oh my God, we're getting Santos and Ricochet, and they deliver. I really wanted to see Santos win here, but he didn't look bad in defeat.
No.
Probably the best thing on TV this week. I mean, in a long time, but at least this week, this match just destroyed everybody.
Yeah. No, I thought this was great. I kind of figured that Ricochet was going to win because it's for a shot at Gunther, and Gunther's a heel. And does Ricochet owe Braun Strowman a thank you for getting him over?
First of all, why did Braun Strowman come out earlier in the night during that Kofi Kingston and Gunther? And he just like disappeared. Like, where did he go?
Yeah, he ran through the heel stable, and then I think he chased him off. But yeah, he just disappeared because I think they were still around.
Yeah, the match was still going and he was nowhere to be found. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
But yeah, Braun Strowman. I was looking at the brackets, right, where they were showing how we got here, and I still laugh every time I see Ricochet go over Braun.
Those flippy-floppers, you don't want to mess with them, Braun.
But this is going to be a great final, or this is going to be a great match when Ricochet takes on Gunther.
Well, we've seen it in NXT.
Yeah. This will be really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was the most takeover match we've seen in quite some time.
Three bangers on this show, if you really think about it, because I did think Kofi and Gunther was good. The opener was good. Closer was good. What else can we ask for?
Mm-hmm. I just can't wait till the Royal Rumble. What else can we ask for? LA Knight. We got no LA Knight tonight. What's going on with Maximum Male Models?
Bray didn't hurt him. That's what Bray he said. I believe him. I believe Bray Wyatt. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? It's professional wrestling. Does it have to make sense? It often doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Oh.
Oh no.
Did I do this?
No. He's Hello. Coming back. No.
Hello.
Hi, Uncle Howdy.
What's up, Mark?
It's lovely to see you again. Saw you last week here on Black Friday?
Yeah.
Very nice. SmackDown tonight. What'd you all think of my video on the show?
Thought you looked very handsome, Uncle Howdy.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good. It was good times.
Are you Bray's real uncle?
You know, Uncle Howdy won't get on the 23andMe because, you know, that you're not getting paternity from Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy, there are rumors that you owe over $400,000 in child support. Is that true?
Can't prove it. Wasn't me. Well, Uncle Howdy has a very common face. Very common face.
Oh.
A lot of uncles look like Uncle Howdy.
I don't know. I don't have any uncles that look like that, Uncle Howdy.
But Bray, my nephew, he needs to revel in who he is. Bray, as a child, was a very cryptic child. Go over, Bray, what are you doing? You're changing the wheel on that bike? And he would say, the world is just a bike wheel, and we are all tied to the spokes of the wheel as it goes around. Slaves to the grind. And it'd be like, Bray, like, I got you some G.I. Joes. Play with the toy. Get a Nerf gun. Here's like the humor, kid. But no, everything's got to be a riddle.
Did you ever try getting him a pet rock?
You know, I did, and he threw it at me once. He was an angry child. He was a very, very angry child. But Uncle Howdy is just here to spread joy, here to spread love.
It's great. I feel like you are times. Uncle.
You know, I was in Buffalo tonight, went out after very nice Hooters in Buffalo. Mm. Very good wings. Very excellent service.
I thought you were broke. Who paid for you?
You know, Uncle Howdy is, he finds his way. You know, the kindness of strangers. And, you know, my relatives. And a small stipend from the Navy has really gotten Uncle Howdy far in life.
Uncle Howdy, how do you eat wings with the mask like that? With your teeth always like that, your mouth is always closed. How do you eat wings in there?
Well, you just kind of you tilt down, you lift up the mask slightly, and you go nom 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 nom, and then you know pull back, and you're like, "Hey, it's Uncle Howdy, y'all. Who here can give me a ride back to the hotel?"
I know.
No, I gotta take you to the Hooters in Inglewood, Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy loves the Hooters. I've also heard Twin Peaks is a very nice chain.
Yes.
Have to check it out. But no, I think tonight's SmackDown. Look, Bray is just being Bray.
Okay.
LA, we said last week, I made it very clear, I wish LA Knight were my nephew. Because I think he's got it going on. It's his game, and that's a fact of life. And Bray, I'm just sick of your cryptic bullshit. You've been doing this since you were a kid. Get a real job and learn to just speak your feelings directly.
Uncle Howdy, do you hurt LA Knight?
I wish he was my nephew. I cannot confirm or deny that Uncle Howdy was involved in the attack of LA Knight.
Okay. And do you wish Dominic Mysterio was your nephew?
Dominic Mysterio, first of all, I like his moxie. You know, I have many children and many of them have threatened to beat me up. But no one has ever actually taken a swing, and I'm going to tell you, I respect them all a little bit less because they haven't thrown a punch at me.
Yeah, that's soft.
It is soft.
Kofi Kingston declared his candidacy in the Royal Rumble. He was number one. Are you going to be number two? Are you going to declare for the Royal Rumble?
You know, many of my children would say that Uncle Howdy is the biggest number two out there. And so it's only fitting that I will be number two in the Royal Rumble.
That's just the first one to lose, Uncle Howdy.
Perhaps, but Uncle Howdy has had his ups. Uncle Howdy has had his downs. Perhaps more downs than up. But I stay on the sunny side of life.
That's what it's all about.
I love the positivity.
It is what it's about. Uncle Howdy. And you know, earlier you're talking about testosterone levels and Uncle Howdy. It's so off the charts. And that's why Uncle Howdy has so many children. Uncle Howdy is like the Johnny Appleseed, but of seed.
High testosterone is not a good thing, Uncle Howdy. We learned that on the podcast today.
You know, it's a beast that cannot be contained. And you just got to make the best of it. Life gives you lemons. You make lemonade. Life gives you what I got, and you make a lot of kids.
Have you ever thought about being a motivational speaker?
I tried my hand once at running a cult. And let me tell you, the paperwork involved, they don't talk about that. They talk about the followers. They talk about the weird sex, the getting money at the airports. No one talks about, cults have to pay their taxes. Well, even though you're a religion, you have to be able to justify that. And there's paperwork and there's expense. There's a lot of paperwork. You have to get lawyers. Uncle Howdy decided, I'm just going to just spread my word person to person on the road and bypass the organization or the middleman.
I love it.
Works for me, Uncle Howdy.
But it's lovely to see you both. Tuesday night, I heard the podcast was a hoot.
It was.
Hoot and a half.
Have you ever heard of BCC? I mean, BBC, Uncle Howdy.
I've watched the British Broadcasting Network back when I was in the Navy.
No, BBC, Uncle Howdy. Is that something that you spray around?
So when you're sending an email and you have the people that you want to CC, but the people that you want to covertly copy on the email, and you BBC them? Uh-huh. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's like more like the emails that you get from Nigerian princes. That's more BBC.
Well, fallen for a few of those before. They say they're going to send the money. They still swear they're going to send the money, but Uncle Howdy is broke. Uncle Howdy's going to catch a ride with Maximum Male Models to the next city.
Oh, Glenn is going to be so pissed that he missed this.
I'd like to meet him one day.
Yeah.
Aw.
But, you know, in reality, I mean, come on. Like, I miss Russo and Matt Morgan, but, you know, he'll do.
Shout out to Matt Morgan.
What's that Sean Ross Sapp up to?
Who cares?
Anyhow, this is Uncle Howdy saying, keep your chin held high, believe in yourself, and don't have kids. It's overrated.
Agreed.
And I'll see you back here perhaps next week on SmackDown and the Wrestling Inc. podcast.
Awesome.
Bye, Uncle Howdy.
Goodbye, Uncle Howdy. God, I wish that was my uncle. Oh, you just missed it, Glenn.
Oh, what happened? It was really weird.
He showed up.
Off the stream. Very strange.
Uncle Howdy, we just had a great conversation.
Yeah, he was awesome.
So, what else? Oh, Rampage was on tonight. one in the afternoon. What?
Nothing. I guess we gotta talk about Rampage.
Yeah.
It's becoming such must-miss television.
It is. Like, there's nothing that ever happens that it's like, well, if I wouldn't have watched this, you can watch Dynamite and you'll be fine in terms of AEW storylines.
You get to see the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed and Danhausen are the stars of Rampage.
I feel like even the Acclaimed kind of mails it in for the raps on. Like, he's tonight clearly not doing his A-raps.
Tonight,
here's another thing. Yeah. I love the Acclaimed. Everybody loves the Acclaimed. Max Caster is still dope. I like his heel bars better, man. It's babyface bars. He's like trying to get everybody into it. And it's just like, I want him going after people. I want those Joe Biden bars.
Balenciaga.
Yeah. Balenciaga, that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that one.
So we open tonight with Darby Allin versus Cole Carter.
Yes.
Contain your excitement.
I mean, Two Dimes needs to come home. Listen, if William Regal can get out of his contract, Two Dimes needs to do the same thing. Is this Two Dimes or Stacks? This is Two Dimes.
Two Dimes.
Yeah, he needs to do the same thing and go back to NXT.
He's getting better opportunities here than Tony D's getting on NXT.
Why was Darby so mad at him? Like, this guy has never even been on TV. What did he do to you for you to just come out there in your homeless person jacket and, like, beat him up like that?
He was legitimately homeless.
Oh, shit.
Not now, Darby. Like Darby was legitimately homeless before.
I look like the kind of person that, like, goes out and Googles Darby Allin.
Well, she's right then. That maybe that was the jacket from his homeless days to remind him to stay humble.
He sleeps on his car still, I hear.
Actually, that, I mean, but honestly, like, no joke, like, and this, let me tie this around in a good way. That promo that he cut when he was talking about being homeless, I think it was on an indie promotion. It's like one of the most effective and moving promos, most genuine promos I've seen. And he used to do these amazing promos, and it's like, where did that go? That dude is a filmmaker, and now they're just putting him in these nothing matches. Sting is overshadowing him completely. It's like, in my mind, this guy and MJF were neck and neck for the future of this company when AEW started, and I think putting him with Sting was a mistake.
90 pounds, Darby won the company?
Because he's freaking crazy. That kid has got a death wish. His early go back and watch his early promos.
He's a
his
big early star.
Promos. He's so moving that I don't remember him.
I'm telling you, his early promos and those death wish antics, you could not take your eyes off that kid. And now he's like the boy wonder sidekick to Sting's Batman.
I do think he's a big star. I do think they should focus on Darby Allin. I do think he's lost in the shuffle right now. I think he's it's well as they did with him the first year when Cody was around. I think this is also part of the Cody effect, because he was a part of the Codyverse and Cody getting him on over. And now that the adult in the room in AEW is gone and a bunch of children are running this product, then Darby Allin, who weighs the same as a child, is not doing well.
Because they've had Sting babysitting him for way too long. Sting, and somebody in the chat just mentioned it, the Sting storyline should have ended a little while ago. But the problem is that when you did the whole, I don't need Sting or Sting's not going to show up, they still managed to make that story about Sting.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He used to be Nightwing. Now they turned him back into Robin.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Nerds. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it. That hit.
I do enjoy Darby in the ring. Like, I, the stuff that he does is absolutely insane. And I know I give him a lot of crap, but I every time he's wrestling, last year, Full Gear, my favorite thing on that whole pay-per-view was Darby and MJF as far as in-ring match. I personally thought they stole the night. And from that match to looking at where he's at this Full Gear, it just feels like they completely went in a different direction. And if you're not going to put a lot of effort into Rampage, then why is he here? Like, he should be on Dynamite, not on Rampage.
Yeah, I think he's on Rampage because they don't have anything else for him and they want to just keep booking him on TV.
To still keep him around for all 300,000 that watch.
And to that point, like with Sting, didn't Darby Allin say, like, I think it was like last month or maybe even a couple of weeks ago, didn't he cut a promo about how he needs to do this on his own and not be with
Sting? Yeah, and then Sting came back to help him with Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal at Full Gear. I'm saying when he cut that promo, then everybody that he was like fighting against was like, oh, we're Sting, oh, let me dress up as Sting and fake that made it all about Sting.
And that's the thing, it's like tonight you got his opponent, you got people out there in Sting masks. It's like Sting doesn't even need to be there. The shadow of Sting stings. Think about that. Kelvin super chat saying, looking forward to the eventual showdown between Scripps and Uncle Howdy. We don't know what happened to Scripps. Scripps disappeared off NXT TV, off this podcast. Where's Scripps? We don't know.
Scripps is doing flips now.
Scripps is going to change his name to Scrip. Remember Scrip from the schools?
No. Scrip?
Scrip. Singular? Isn't that what's called? Scrip? S-C-R. I got to look this up. Scrip. That's what it's called. I don't know. We'll look it up. Not that. Script School fundraising. It's like gift cards and stuff.
I remember that. Scripts. Yes. Yeah. They're the ones who do the chocolates. Did they do the chocolates as well?
But it's kind of like that. But I think you're buying like gift cards essentially, and the school gets a cut. Kind of like, remember Grit? Grit's probably too old for you. But sell greeting cards door to door. If you sell enough Grit, they'll give you like a bike or something and get points.
We did magazines.
Yeah. Oh, like Mad Crew? Because that's a weird scam. But let's see. Sega Genesis, $10. You know what? JEWF JARRET Can I double S my MAS? I see what you're saying. Can't even get a Serena D match, but this fool's still in there with his damn guitar.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett's just going to keep getting them checks until you start giving them to him. And he's going to get them from everybody. So he's all over the TV. And I think it's like, weird, but.
I do like the theme song.
Yeah,
it kind of slaps every time it comes on. That it TNA, definitely does. Yes, it does. It's so good.
Mr. Impact making a Cheddar Bob reference. I was watching Jarhead for the first time like a month ago. And I just yelled like, that's Cheddar Bob. And then I was watching this movie called Lucky You with Eric Bana and Drew Barrymore about like a poker player. And Curtis Hanson made that after 8 Mile. And like everybody from 8 Mile's in it. At the World Series of Poker, I'm like, Cheddar Bob. Like, don't even know that dude's name. That's just what I yell whenever
I see
Cheddar
Bob. Did they put Papa Doc in that movie too?
Well, I think he was too big by then. But one member of 313 is in there. Definitely. One of Rabbit's crew. Lucky You. We watch a lot of movies. We've seen more of the Las Vegas Strip in movies and TV since we've lived in Vegas than the actual Las Vegas Strip since we've lived in Vegas.
I believe that.
Yeah. Because it's in everything. So let's talk about. So Darby Allin won that match. Renee with Keith Lee, Swerve Strickland. Shane Taylor walking in.
No clue who he was.
Shout out to my guy, Shane Taylor.
They need to stop doing this. Like, they have to introduce these guys better.
Yeah, they have to introduce a lot of things, whether it's guys, concepts, like, they do a lot. They book a lot of this product like we already should know what's going on. And sometimes, as somebody who watches every week, I'm like, wait, what's going on here? Shane Taylor's my guy. It was great to see him. I thought I would get tipped off in terms of being on TV, but not even that. So it was good to see him, but not a lot of fanfare.
Yeah, like, and you go on Twitter, and obviously long-term viewers of Ring of Honor, you know, they're going crazy, and you're like, I wish they would have given it that much importance on the show, because you're going to have people that have watched Dynamite since day one. They still don't know who half of these people showing up are, and it just feels like they deserve just, I don't know, a little bit something different here, but whatever. Good for him, though.
Yes. Let's talk about a video of Dark Order and La Faction addressing each other. Then we had the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn joining Renee in the ring.
Everybody loves the Acclaimed.
Very over. Billy Gunn, the second he started speaking, got a big pop. So good night for the Acclaimed. But again, Max is kind of pulling his punches on those baby face bars. I don't know if it's because he's a baby face or whatnot, but I want to see some more heat.
Yeah, no time did I say, ooh, or, I can't believe you said that. Right.
A lot of it was just like, let's all come together, everybody. Team USA for the World Cup. It's like, come on, man. Let's hear what you think about Kanye. Let's hear some Kanye.
They taped this Wednesday.
Listen, Kanye West has been wilding since before Wednesday, I'll tell you that.
This Alex Jones, don't even get me started. This man has lost it.
I guarantee you, because you know Tony Khan is approving these bars now. So I guarantee you he had something, and Tony Khan's like, no, you do not say anything that rhymes with Jones, nothing that rhymes with Kanye West.
I'm sure he'll be back on Twitter by Monday. So the Guns music hit, they went to the ring. Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, Satnam Singh, and Sanjay Dutt went to the ring. So when he looks at the Gun brothers, he sees a couple of ass boys.
Yay.
And then FTR came out, shook the Acclaimed's hands, and walked
off. All of their belts. Those Triple A titles have got to be the ugliest titles on wrestling today.
I don't like them either. Those crowns.
They look like cardboard. They look like a 5-year-old made them. I'm sorry. They got to step up that. They got to do something with those titles.
Be very interesting to see how this storyline is booked. Knowing AEW, you know, FTR's contract is up in April, so they're probably going to put the belts on them. They're going to like leave the territory with these AEW tag titles.
Peter Bahi, $5 super chat. Thanks, Peter. Saying, what's it say about Rampage if not one of the best of seven is on the show to help boost their poor ratings?
Yeah, it's not doing well. It's just like, it's a B show. It's maybe even a C show. Like, it's, they should change the name to AEW Dark Rampage.
Oof.
But it could be so much better. Like, you could like a lot of these matches, they're just not putting any thought or storyline. I mean, we hear about on Dark often or Elevation that like, oh, the wrestlers came up with this. They're doing that. Like, I don't think anyone wants to take credit for half the shit we see on Rampage.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're just kind of, and listen, the wrestling's not that bad. The wrestling's actually pretty good.
And nothing that's wrong with modern wrestling has to do with the actual wrestling.
Right. It's just that they need to just take a chance and make this different than what their other programming is.
Kelvin Alexander. They're going through a weird dry spell in AEW to their ratings, because even their Wednesday night ratings have tanked as of recently, and they were hitting a million for a bunch of weeks in a row, and now they're sticking with the 800,000, which seems low for them.
Not good. And their live attendance. I saw some pictures from Indy last week. They were not good. But it was a Thanksgiving, you know, Black Friday.
Right.
So. Kelvin Alexander, $5, saying, I mentioned this on the NXT podcast. Y'all should do one of these for Women of Wrestling for WOW. I would rather watch WOW or NXT Level Up than Rampage some weeks.
WOW is great. When they do it in LA, I've been to a few live shows, and it's amazing. This is where I first saw Kira Hogan was in WOW. Love it at first sight. It's great. WOW's great.
Nikita Lyons was in the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate what WOW is doing. And
they got some talented women over there. They really do. I've gotten to interview a couple of them for Lucha Libre Online, and it's incredible what they do over there.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett took on Private Party tonight.
Let's go.
This is a fine match, you know? Listen, Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal as a tag team are really good. I mean, Jeff Jarrett does what he can do, but, you know, Jay Lethal carry the team. I think they're fine together. Didn't do it for you, Glenn. You don't think they're going to be number one contenders soon?
Oh, yeah, they are.
It was fine.
They are, yeah.
He said it was fine.
It was fine. What about Saraya talking to Renee? That was nice.
Why are we sitting down with her every week? She came back, what, like 2 months ago? We've had 15 sit-downs, one match. How many times can we talk about the same thing with her? Seriously.
Maybe she should stand up and do an interview. Maybe that'll switch things up and she'll have something else to say.
Maybe they could do an interview where they're walking.
Yeah. They could do like a comedians in cars getting coffee type setup.
Karaoke, like, I don't know. I'm just saying there's a lot of, we're going to sit down with Saraya and talk about the same things. And it's just like, okay, great.
Yeah, we need to get into this next match or next feud. And if she's going to keep feuding with Britt Baker, they have to turn Saraya heel. Because Britt Baker, what she was saying the last time around, I thought was a babyface promo in terms of, I've been here since day one. I've built this company.
Yeah,
this
I love that promo house. From her. Mm-hmm.
Why is that a heel promo?
It's not.
Well, speaking of heels, Athena tonight took on Danny Moe, not to be confused with Emmanuel Lewis's Surreal Life alter ego Manny Moe.
Manny Moe.
Yeah, you remember. Yeah. You remember season one of the Surreal Life.
I do. With MC Hammer.
Yes. Yeah. Doing Rufus.
I actually love that.
So that's all
first
I thought
of. First couple of seasons of the Surreal Life was really good.
Yeah.
So that's all I thought of tonight when they kept saying Danny Moe. I kept thinking Manny Moe.
I actually do like what they're doing with Athena in terms of just making her a killer and she's just squashing people. And they're kind of capitalizing on that viral clip when she just beat the crap out of that lady. So I like what they're doing with her.
They made her gimmick. Her gimmick right now, she's going to come out there and stiff you up.
Yeah, let's go.
Mm-hmm. I think her match with Mercedes is going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Final Battle. They really need to promote that show, though, but that'll be a good match.
Is it this weekend or next weekend?
It's next weekend, the 10th, head-to-head with... Head to head with Deadline.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this was good for what it was. I don't know much about Danny Moe. Some people in the chat seem to really like her. I'll have to check
out
her.
I've seen her on Dark. She's solid. She's a good hand.
Good. I like this with Athena. Hopefully this really gives her some momentum.
Yeah, they really should take their time doing this and even have her beat Mercedes and just she just squashes everybody. I think this would be cool. And then maybe you put her with Jade.
Mm-hmm. Well, Juice Robinson cut a promo challenging Samoa Joe to a match of Final Battle for the Ring of Honor Television Championship.
This was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like these people that maybe somebody are not too familiar with, people might don't know, then let them introduce themselves, tells you who they are. That's what I was just talking about. with Shane Taylor, so I'm not going to complain about somebody kind of like speaking a little bit more about themselves. I'm looking forward to the match.
Oh, it's deadline at 8 o'clock East Pacific or Eastern time.
Oh my God, they're going to do it during the day.
It might be another one of those things where they just haven't, because I figured that they would do it go on before to burn people out the way they've been doing. But
wait, do we have to cover both of those? Yeah, like on this podcast, I'm not we'll two separate.
Actually,
podcasts.
I'm going to be out of town that day, so I'm not going to be there.
Oh, whatever. No, you better not even. You better not even, Alfred. Alfred's already typing the email because he knows whoever says it.
No, no.
He knows whoever says it first gets.
Well, nobody's reached out for us to cover that yet, but
that's true. It's true. Yeah, might not happen.
Are they not going head to head? Is it going to be one show after the other? That's brutal. Just go head to head. Come on, Triple H.
They're kind of head to head. They're overlapping.
Yeah. And the 4 o'clock, I think, is a pre-show. I think it's a 4 o'clock pre-show, and then the show starts at 5.
I don't know.
Okay, because nobody knows what we're talking about.
Oh, right. Final battle is at 4 Eastern.
4 Eastern. Oh, so it's in the afternoon.
Dawn's at 8 Eastern.
Good Lord.
One after the other.
How lame.
Two separate podcasts. Can't do two pay-per-views on the same podcast.
That'll take a long time.
That's insane. Insanity. We're gonna be all talking about that Iron Survivor match.
I'm very interested to see what that's gonna look like.
I think it'll be good.
It's gonna look like a King of the Mountain match, but
yeah,
talking about what Big Body Javi's up to.
Yes, follow him. I'm looking at his Twitter. He's not gained a single follower since we urged you guys to follow him at Javier Bernal WWE. I'm sure it'll take, you know, once people see the replays and stuff like that, but we need to get this man at least over 3,000.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I just refreshed it. He's still at the same number.
25.
We did it for Tony. We got Tony D'Angelo, all his early followers.
Yes, this is our next project.
Tony D. What is Tony off to in followers? He should have a million.
A bajillion D? I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder.
17,000.
Okay.
That's good. Too low.
That's not bad.
He should have more than The Rock.
let's get that going next.
Okay, I gotta go on a rant. Orange Cassidy took on QT Marshall in a lumberjack match. Orange Cassidy was out there with the best friends of Danhausen for their lumberjack match, just as lumberjacks. This was fucking stupid.
Wow. Wow.
Orange Cassidy is a great comedic, satirical wrestling character. If you surround him with straight-laced traditional wrestlers, Orange Cassidy is very funny because he's different. But now he's a member of the goddamn Village People. Everybody's got a gimmick. You know, you got Orange Cassidy, you got the Demon, you got whatever the best friends are doing. This was dumb.
I think they were going overboard with the gimmicks because it was a lumberjack match, so they decided to dress like lumberjacks.
Stupid.
But, you know.
Stupid. Dumb. Not funny. Like, Orange Cassidy, like, humor works in small doses, or you have something funny against something serious, and that contrasts it. This was caricature. This was just... Yes, yeah, Joseph Bosa... This was the dumbest shit ever. It was really stupid.
It was.
Like, this is not how you end the show when you have them backstage holding their little axes. Like,
yeah, and we've seen that gimmick done time and again in terms of, I'm going to dress like a lumberjack for the lumberjack match. So it just, you know. Just
how original. How original. Yeah.
Orange Cassidy won.
Of course.
But if I'm tuning into this, if I'm a child who has maybe not seen other professional wrestling, I'm like, oh, because it's a, first of all, I'm a child. I'm like, what the hell's a lumberjack? Because kids these days don't know what lumberjacks are.
Yeah. First of all, if you're a child and this is on, you'll be like, why are we watching this dumb show? And change the channel.
Why are these grown men dressed like the brawny guy?
No, and Daniel Price, Orange Cassidy is not the problem. Actually, I'm going to say that Danhausen, who there was a ton of momentum behind when he came in here,
No,
Danhausen went from being clever to just like, this is too much.
Yes.
This is too much.
I'll go with you there because I like both Danhausen and Orange Cassidy, but not together. I don't think they need each other. I think it's way too much of a good thing with them together. They need to be apart. Like Danhausen and Hook, that balances out. Orange Cassidy and the best friends, they balance each other out.
They used to. They don't really anymore.
Yeah, not anymore because best friends have gotten more silly. Yeah. But them all together, yes, it's too much.
So it's like, so Orange Cassidy won. Yay. Like,
yeah, everybody saw that coming.
This was like some WWE Superstars main event, like Halloween match shit. Like, this was just stupid. The match was fine, the wrestling in it, but it's just, this is not the main event of a show. I don't know. Wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, no, it did not feel like a main event. But no Rampage main event feels like a main event. Not since CM Punk came back.
I mean, there have been a few. They've been okay.
Maybe. You'll have to think.
I don't know. Peter Bahi, $2, wants to know, Issa, what's your favorite Wardlow movie on Hallmark?
It's Powerbomb Me Under the Mistletoe. You guys not see how he was dressed on Wednesday? He looked like a main character in a Hallmark movie. It was sad. It was depressing. Wow. How do you basic bitch Wardlow? Like, how can you manage to do that?
Oh,
it should be embarrassed by those. But no.
Wait, and then here's something original that's never happened on Rampage before. After the match, Cassidy hit Sabian with a tope suicida. Josh Woods and Tony Nese came out, beat down Isaiah Cassidy. Ortiz was in the ring. The lights went out and they came back on. It was the House of Black.
Yes. I will say that the House of Black is very over. You know, I thought that when they came back, they were going to get that initial pop and then people were going to go back to not caring, but people are still into it.
And wait, you're telling me there was a lumberjack match and the lumberjacks got involved in a fight after? That has never happened in professional wrestling before.
Never seen it. Completely original.
I feel bad for House of Black because the trio's titles are so tied up in this best of seven that you have to throw them in this random, let me show up and attack these people because you can't really put them where they should be. Yeah. Which is on the trio's division.
They should win those titles eventually. I mean, yeah. Sooner rather than later. I know they're probably going to do something with the Elite, but the Elite doesn't have to hold on to those titles for too long. They can flip them.
Rampage is better when it's live. This was...
No, not always.
Sometimes they have to rush off the air when they're live after an hour.
Yeah, and there's been some live ones that also feel like you didn't miss anything if you didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Kelvin Alexander says, find 20 dudes who look like Josh Leduc and you can call it a lumberjack match.
Josh Leduc. I'm Googling right now. I need to see this reference.
Is that the brawny man?
Oh, yes. Oh, no, this is the wrestler.
Yeah.
Was Josh Leduc, was he a jobber? He's just bleeding all over the place with Abdullah the Butcher.
Hey, I love Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, yeah, we love Abby here.
That was tonight. Royal Rumble's coming up in like 2 months.
Yes.
I can't wait for the Royal Rumble. I hope they don't ruin the build.
And then we go into sign pointing season, the best time of the year.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I hope somehow by the grace of God, they're able to keep any type of surprises under wraps. I know they won't and things are going to leak and get out, but I want to be shocked by anything that happens at Royal Rumble. I want to go into there not knowing.
And stay off the internet. For the next 2 months.
That is the thing. Yeah.
Well, I hope that the sign doesn't catch on fire and my life doesn't flash in front of me like what happened last year in St. Louis.
But what a way to
go. I almost died.
We're happy to have you here still.
Thank you.
It was such a scary experience. I was like three sections. Like I wasn't near it, but I still felt it.
Jesus. You're going to be there this year, aren't you?
Yeah. Are you going?
No, not to San Antonio.
I don't blame you, San Antonio.
Yeah. No, I've heard good things about San Antonio, though.
Oh, really? You're the only one. Good.
Shawn Michaels is from San Antonio. It can't be that bad.
I think I saw him last time I was there in 2017. Uh-huh. I saw him. It was great.
Alfred, what do you have planned this weekend?
Well, I've got another bit coming out tomorrow about William Regal, so check that out, and then I'm just going to be all over the place, you know.
In Highland.
At Pro Wrestling Bits.
From the AEW fans.
Yes. Oh, you know what? Tomorrow's not going to be a Fast National Saturday, I don't think. I think they're going to be up from last week's terribly low number. So, you know, I'm probably going to have the day off.
Well, and SmackDown was on FS1 tonight, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be a...
Yeah, might actually be competitive between the two shows.
We might get a Friday night war going on.
Issa, what you got going on this weekend?
Seeing some people in New York before I go back to the warm, beautiful weather of Puerto Rico. And I have a Full Gear vlog will be released on my channel at NYC Demon Diva.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend.
I'm really? Doing karaoke tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, we might hang out and watch some movies. We have this thing lately where we're flipping channels and the first 10 minutes of Red Rocket is always on. So we watch like the first 10 minutes of Red Rocket and it's like, do you want to watch the rest of this movie? And my wife's like, no, this seems like it's going to bum me out. And I'm like, oh, I've seen it. It will, but it's really good. And then we find something else to watch.
I watch Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yeah, Netflix. I watched that.
That was fun. A little long. Like, it didn't need to be that long.
Did not
long.
Need to be four episodes.
Yeah, and I watched Killer Sally. That was good.
We watched all Wednesday on Netflix. That was good. Oh, did you finish Interview with the Vampire, the first season?
No, but I'm halfway there.
Okay, there you
go. And I'm loving it, by the way.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Dirty. Filthy. Don't watch it.
It is very... You really realized how much they left out in the Tom Cruise movie, watching that TV show.
I know.
Okay, well, have a good weekend, everyone. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. He said this is nasty. She's at NYC Demon Diva. That's Steve with a one. Look at you back here Tuesday on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money.